The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. We continue our Arizona Hour. We're shifting gears here. We've had the pleasure of talking with the Baba Kamari Ranch, which I blew right through our true or false trivia question for a state of Arizona state park passes, so we'll do that right here. The rise of the Hereford cow came in the 1880s. A cattleman by the name of Colin Cameron from the East Coast brought the Hereford to Arizona in 1883. Here's the question for true or false. The reason he brought the Hereford is because, unlike the Longhorns, who have very long horns, the Hereford were easier to pack in the rail cars, and you could get more pound per steer into each cartload, and that was the reason you saw the Herefords become the main cattle source over the Longhorn. If that's true, text TRUE to 411923. If you think that's false, text FALSE to 411923, and we'll pick a random right winner at the end of this programming segment. I'm in Tucson today for the Tucson the Saba Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center. A couple interesting things going on down here. The AeroVipa Hotshots became upgraded, and they're the 13th interagency hotshot crew in the nation, and it's one of only two hotshot crews that are focused specifically on recruiting veterans. They're located at Fort Huachuca, and they began the process to become an IHC hotshot crew in 2016. So congratulations to 3 years of hard work to the AeroVipa hotshot crew and your upgrading status. Lots going on in Tucson. Raytheon, Arizona's 13th largest employer. We'll be talking about that a little bit later, about all the different employers in Arizona, but they are expanding, adding over 1,000 jobs over the next few years right here in Tucson. There's a lot going on there. And then the cost of U of A's Gym and Mineral Museum rises by the millions. If you have not seen it, U of A has an incredible campus with a gym. And if you've never been to the Rock and Mineral Museum, and we've got an incredible layout of exhibitors here at the home show. But if you've not been down here for the Mineral and Rock Show, it is 3 to 4 times the amount of exhibitors you see here. It's an incredible annual feature here in southern Arizona. And they're doing a great expansion of the museum over at U of A campus. So if you need a field trip for your kids, or you want to see part of the interesting gems and minerals that come out of the mining industry here in Arizona, it's a great resource. But we've got a great guest joining us this segment, Carrie Kressler. You are a thru hiker of the Arizona Trail. What is the Arizona Trail?
The Arizona Trail, it's an 800-mile non-motorized path that runs from Mexico, the Mexico-U.S. border, all the way up to the Utah border. It passes actually just east of Tucson.
And the state from Utah to Mexico is not 800 miles, but
No.
The trail itself is.
Right,
lots of up and down.
Lots of ups and downs, lots of roundabouts, yeah, for sure. So it is a lot longer than the state is. It goes through some really beautiful country, through mountains, canyons, forests, and deserts. So you really get to see the entirety of what Arizona has to offer in terms of landscapes.
And how long did it take you to hike that?
It took me and my husband 2 months to hike it.
Did y'all do it nonstop or sections intermittently?
We did it nonstop, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we went from end to end.
And like you said, there's a lot of great scenery, a lot of great elevation change. What were some of the highlights that y'all, or when you look back on that adventure, that, you know, this part or this region or these petroglyphs, what were some of your favorites?
Oh, gosh. Mostly, I enjoyed a lot of the mountainous regions. So we have the Santa Ritas, the Wachitas. Actually, it goes over the Catalinas over here. The main highlight, though, was certainly the Grand Canyon. And I feel like it may be overstated, but it's just so beautiful. My father joined us for that portion of the hike, so the memories there are pretty precious. And hiking all the way down into the canyon and then all the way back up the other side, because that's what the Arizona Trail does, is really a neat experience and gave me the full picture of how big it is.
And did y'all start on the south and go north or north and come south?
So we went from south to north to a certain point, and then we actually did a flip-flop hike, which is less common, and we went to the top all the way to the Utah border and hiked south back to where we had stopped.
Interesting. That would be, I would start north to south, because once you got done with the Grand Canyon, if you make it through the Grand Canyon, you could definitely get the rest of it if you're doing it nonstop.
Yeah.
Starting from the south and going north and getting to the Grand Canyon might be, you know.
You're in really good shape when you get there.
You get to the edge and you look at that and you're like, how can I keep going?
This is my stopping point. No, I felt in really good shape when we got to the Grand Canyon. That's what I feel like I was able to handle it better because of all of my treks. But people go northbound, people go southbound, they do flip-flops. People section hike it, so they'll do it over the course of a few years or a few decades to finish the entire trail. And some people will hike it just on a day and enjoy it that way.
And y'all did it in a two-month period of time. That's about a 13-mile-a-day average. That's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad with no days off, right? We averaged a pretty good hiking pace when we were hiking, and we took about 2 weeks off total to spend time with family. So, yeah, it's doable in a month and a half, and a lot of people hike it even faster. I believe the record is somewhere around 15 days, but I'm not sure on that.
I remember reading that story, some nut job out of Denver that doesn't have anything else better to do than speed hike trails. I'm like, why would you, if you're going to take the time to hike that trail, why would you go so fast that you couldn't stop and enjoy the scenery and the surroundings and watch a few sunsets and stroll through the areas? 15 days to go 800 miles. What did you really see?
Well, everybody enjoys a different kind of challenge.
And you all have a challenge next weekend.
We do. Yeah. So we have an event. We have an effort really that's an 800 mile long effort. It's called AZT in a Day. And the Arizona Trail is abbreviated AZT, just so everyone knows. So no one person can complete the entire 800-mile trail in a single day. But as a community, we can all do it together. And so what we've done is we've taken the entire trail and we've divided it up into small segments, small being anywhere from 2 miles to 15.6 miles or so. And they're all available online for people to look at. You can figure out directions to trailheads and whatnot. And all of these segments are available for people to sign up for. And so what we're hoping is we're hoping to get everyone, at least one person, to sign up for each segment that we have to offer. And then on October 12th, Saturday, October 12th, for the 24 hours of that day, everyone will go out and either hike, bike, run, or ride their section to complete that section, and we'll effectively complete the entire mileage of the trail in a single day.
Now, 15 miles on a stretch, there's parts of this trail that go more than 15 miles before you hit another road or an intersection or crossing. So I'm assuming some of these volunteer hikers are going to have to hike in the day before, camp, and then get up the next day to hike their section.
Yeah. So this is open to hikers, runners, bikers, and equestrians. So we have a variety of people participating along those lines. Then when it comes to the remote sections, you're completely right. For some sections, it will be a smaller section perhaps, but you'll need to take a day to get to one side of it, and then a day to hike it, and then a day to get back out. So there are some people that are going to be camping for 2 nights, 3 nights, 4 nights. It depends on your hiking pace and how you plan out your hike.
The 800 miles is divided into 100 sections. And from, you say your website, I'm at aztrail.org. Where do I go from there?
So go to aztrail.org and then click on our events tab. And then under events, AZT in a Day 2019.
You'll get a drop-down menu. And then from there, this page loads and you can see all the different sections. Now, how do I know if somebody's already signed up for that section, or how do I find an open section?
That's a good question. We're keeping a fairly updated list all the way at the top, so it's good for easy reference. so you can see what sections are open right underneath our logo. But then if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there are tiles which feature each section that you can possibly hike, bike, run, or ride. And they'll tell you what it's open to, how long it is, what kind of vehicle you might need.
To get to the starting point.
Right? Because we have remote sections, yes, that people will need to backpack in or bike pack in or horse pack in. But then we also have sections where you can drive to one end, but you're going to need to have a four-wheel drive, possibly high-clearance vehicle. So that's good to check out before you sign up for a section, just to make sure you have what you need.
Now, if I hike, let's say I sign up for this first one, Montezuma's Pass to the U.S. border, and it's about 3.8 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So hit the starting point, do that 3.8. I've got to walk back then to my vehicle.
The 3.8 is we've accounted for your round trip on that one location. In all the other locations, it is a one-way mileage.
Okay. So that one's the shortest one. I'm going to sign up for that one.
That's a good one. So that's our southern terminus. You get to see the Southern Monument, and you have wide open views the entire way. So there's something definitely for everyone on each section. And I'm sorry, I didn't answer your question. On these tiles is where you can find out how many people are signed up and whether or not it's covered.
And you can scroll through and pick from any of the 100 individual hiking sections. That's a lot of – how many people do you expect to turn out for this?
Well, we're hoping over 1,000. Right now, I'm not sure what our current number is. I think we're somewhere around 400 or 500. We do get a lot of signups within the last week, and we're happy to have every single one of them. We did do this attempt last year as well. We had around 800 people sign up, and we completed 96% of the trail miles.
Very cool. The time of the year, next weekend, October 12th, there isn't going to be a section of that that's you're going to be the weather's perfect from start to finish. There's nowhere that you're going to have to worry about extreme heat, fatigue. You'll still need lots of water, but the timing of it is perfect.
Thank you. we chose this weekend because it's one of the only weekends throughout the year where the entire trail is enjoyable. It's not too hot, like you said. It's not too cold north of the North Rim. The North Rim of the Grand Canyon is still open for a little bit. And so we're really excited to be able to take a snapshot of what the trail looks like in a single day.
And I've heard the elk have started bugling. So as you get up into the Flagstaff region, there'll be a lot of opportunity as you're out there to hear the elk calling. And as you mentioned, this is open to hikers, cyclists, mountain bikers, equestrian, and anybody that's just interested in being part of the AZ Trail for the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, that's aztrail.org. And you go to the events tab, you'll get a drop-down menu, select AZ Trail 2019, sign up for a section. And which section are you hiking?
Last year I hiked the Northern Terminus. When my husband and I thru-hiked the trail, the Northern Terminus Monument wasn't created. And so we went up there to get our Northern Terminus photos, our classic snapshot. So that's the section we chose last year. This year, I'm taking a step back. I'll be on the sidelines, sort of managing things from afar to make sure that
a lot of logistics.
That it works. Yeah. It was nice to let everything go and go hike a section last year. But this year, I'll be available.
Very good. AZTrails.org. You can participate in the AZ Trail Day. That's next Saturday, October 12th. And if you do participate, we'll give you a pass for missing the broadcast. But there's a good chance, no matter where you are on that trail, if you take your smartphone, you'll be able to stream online and still catch your weekly Rosie on the House radio program.